Are you a lonely person? I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman, and I'm talking about loneliness this week. With the presence of Christ in our lives, we need not be lonely, no matter how alone we may be. Why then are so many Christians lonely? Well, because they don't know how to practice the presence of Christ in their lives as God intended them to. That could be because there's some sin that keeps them from sweet, intimate fellowship with God. If you're a disobedient Christian, that could be the cause of your loneliness, since it's destroying the sense of God's presence in your life. Many Christians don't know God's presence because they don't spend time with Him. If you're not saturating your life with God's Word and prayer, don't be surprised to discover that you're frequently lonely. Others are lonely because they refuse to change their thinking about aloneness. They're like the little boy who was afraid to go to bed in the dark. His father said to him, "Son, you don't have to be afraid. Jesus is with you." And the boy replied, "I know, Dad, but I want someone with skin on." So often when I share with a lonely person that Jesus can dispel their loneliness, their nonverbal reaction is, "Yeah, but that's not the way I want it to be. I want someone with skin on." Not long after I had come back to God and made Him Lord of my life, I was sitting in my office one Wednesday when it occurred to me that I was facing a weekend with no plans. For singles, or at least for me at that time, that was the worst of all fates, and in a slight panic, I reached for my phone to start calling friends. And as I started to dial, the Holy Spirit quietly said to me, "Can't you trust me? The weekends are in my control just as much as the other days. You can make it through a weekend alone with me." Somewhat fearfully, I said, "Okay, Lord, I'll prove that you're God of the weekends too." So I made plans to be alone with God for those two weekend evenings. There were some tense moments when I again found myself thinking, something must be wrong with me or I wouldn't be by myself on a Saturday evening. But I took my Bible and I sat down and I asked God to again show me He was God even of the weekends. I ran into God as my refuge and I was free. Free from the need to have someone around all the time. Free from those self-pitying, self-centered feelings of loneliness. I'm married now after many years as a single. I'm just so glad I learned that lesson long ago. God took the fear and the desperateness of loneliness away from me, and He can do that for you too. You'll find copies of my devotionals at ChristianWorkingWoman.org.